Hey everyone, today we're going to continue with the sermons and teachings Jesus gives during the Festival of Booths. And remember before, Jesus had said, if anybody's thirsty, come and drink, because he said he would give the Holy Spirit. Then we have the scene with the woman caught in adultery. And now we're back and we're going to get there. He spoke about water. Now he's going to speak about light. So let's look at John 8:12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. They said to him, therefore, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. So he said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself, since he says, where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. So one thing to note before I make a couple of observations is that in the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths, at night, they would set up a huge lamp, a huge kind of a torch to illumine the temple courts so that people could come for the worship in the temple at night. And it says that he was by the treasury, and that's just where we think they set up these lamps. So Jesus had an illustration right there to illustrate who he was and what he was doing. So the first thing I want to observe is about light. Notice all through the Gospel of John, Jesus said he's the light. In the beginning, in the prologue, it said that he is the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness does not understand it or comprehend it. And we have a continuation of that very theme here. In another place in the Gospel, Jesus says, well, people won't come to me because they don't want their deeds exposed. Well, it's interesting, just reflecting back on the prior scene with the woman caught in adultery. As the light shined, one by one, those that accused the woman went away. They didn't want to have their deeds exposed. But the woman comes in humility to have her deeds exposed and to be led into repentance. And Jesus says, go and sin no more. So we see that scene illustrated in the way people respond to Jesus. Will they come into the light or will they not come into the light? And again, reflect more broadly in the Bible, in the Psalms, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So this theme of light is pervasive through the scripture. And I'll just point out one resonance right here within the gospel. They're in the temple. And if you'll remember in the first chamber, in the first room in the temple, there are lampstands and lamps. And so one of the things that Jesus is saying is he illumines the way into worship. He illumines the way into the center of the universe where the Father reigns. And he brings us with him. If we will follow him, then he will guide us into the worship of the Father. And so this is a new added verb. Jesus has said, trust me, come to me, look to me. Now he says, follow me. And by that he means, try to put into practice what I'm teaching and allow me to be your teacher. And you will not stumble. You will know where you're going, and I will bring you into my Father's presence in worship and trust. And then we get a repetition of this theme of questioning Jesus' testimony because he's testifying about himself. And before, Jesus piled up witnesses, the scriptures, John, the signs that he was doing. Here, Jesus refers to his unique relationship with the Father. And, you know, in the Old Testament, it said that let matters be established by two or three witnesses. And this is just a universal human understanding of how we come to truth. If we can get more than one voice, if we can get more than one eyewitness, if we can triangulate, it establishes the truth of things. But this is because humans can lie, they can be wrong, they can be deceived. And so we want more witnesses to establish the truth. But Jesus makes the point that his unique relationship with the Father doesn't need more than one witness because he doesn't lie, because he's not deceived. And so we have to grant that who Jesus is makes his testimony true because of his relationship with the Father. And so the two witnesses that Jesus offers in this case are the Father and himself. And those are the supreme witnesses everywhere. And again, it underlines Jesus' unity with the Father, but the fact that there's two witnesses, not one. So it's an important picture of our understanding of God. And then finally, notice that he says here at the end, when the Son of Man is lifted up. So he all throughout has not lifted himself up. He refuses to glorify himself. He takes the way of abasement. He takes the way of not building his own ministry to be famous or successful or acceptable or popular as people define those things. But he is determined to draw attention to his Father and to bring glory to him. And in the Gospel of John, the supremest way that God is glorified is by the lifting up of Jesus. Now, this primarily in the Gospel of John has to do with the cross. John wants to tell us that the supreme revelation of who God is, that we are to see and to fix our eyes on, is the lifting up of Jesus on the cross, where he gives up his rights, where he lays down his life, where his desire is to do nothing but establish the Father's character and to glorify the Father. And even later on, when Greeks begin wanting to hear about Jesus, he says, now the Son of Man must be glorified. And again, it's the cross that most glorifies God and that Jesus wants us to look toward. So may we come to him. And may we learn to follow him and let him expose the darkness within us so that he can overcome it and we can walk in the light of truth. And may we receive the testimony, the only true testimony, the only trustworthy testimony, the testimony of the Son sent by the Father. And as Paul said, brethren, when I came to you, and all I wanted to know in your midst was Jesus Christ and him crucified. May we see Jesus in his glory as he abases himself in love for us and obedience to the Father. And may we be conformed to the glory of the cross. Amen.